This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
You're listening to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. Today, we've got an exclusive interview with one of my favorite new alternative bands, the politically charged Venezuelan rockers La Vida Boheme. They recently graced the cover of the New York Times, and for good reason. They put on one of the most explosive live shows I've seen in quite some time. But first, kicking things off, we've got new music from Beck with Seu George. Some of you may remember Beck's song Tropicalia from his 1999 album of the same name. Well, he recently joined forces with Brazilian vocalist Seu George, best known to American audiences for his performance on the Life Aquatic soundtrack, for a new bilingual version of Tropicalia for inclusion on the new Red Hot and Rio 2 benefit album. Let's check it out.
Uma guitarra quebrada, as ruas têm um charme bem tropical. As embaixadas que ficam sem opções, onde os turistas roncam e se descompõem. Você dançou em pleno fogo cruzado, se mascarou e vai voltar pro passado. Passou calor no bar equatorial. Não tem confete, não tem mais carnaval.
You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in big hotels. Be a big bed.
Maré de azar. Cantou canções funerárias pros garanhões, que são de bronze anabólico. Vão tropeçar na neblina do milênio até cair e se desinflarem.
You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell.
Oh, and now you've had your fun, under an air-conditioned sun. It burned into your eyes, beat your plane and left behind. I see them rise and fall
into the jaws of a pestilent love.
You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you could sell. Misery waits and break your hell to be a victim.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Imagino que estás conmigo hasta el amanecer. Y tu sombra no se desprende de mí. Y tu sombra no se desprende.
What a voice. That was Y Tu Sombra by Gaby Moreno, an LA-based singer who was born in Guatemala. Gaby's been making a name for herself as of late and recently completed a tour with Tracy Chapman. And speaking of great voices, Diego Garcia was the lead singer of popular indie rock band Elephant. Diego recently embraced his inner Latin troubadour and Argentine heritage, and he recorded his sublime debut solo album, Laura. This is one of my favorite tracks on the album. This is the song All Eyes on You.
Tonight, my love, the wind is calling for you. You make your way. Too soon to say, one look at you. Could it be true? I wonder, what can I do? All eyes on you. Love. The stars are shining for you, you make your way. Could it be true? Could it be true? I wonder, what can I do? To everything, there's a beginning and an end, but in between, a reason we can all pretend. To everything, there's a beginning. But in between, a reason we can all pretend. And when you're feeling alone and everything's going wrong, no use pretending you're strong. Put on those shoes and that dress and everything will hurt calling for you, you make your way. One look at you, could it be true? I wonder, what can I do? To everything, there's a beginning and an end, but in between, a reason we can all pretend. To everything, there's a beginning and an end, but in between, a reason we can all return. To everything, there's a beginning and an end, but in between, a reason we can all return. To everything, there's a beginning and an end, but in between, a reason we can all return. Yeah.
This is the Latin Alternative.
Raza.
Si tú te ves, date donde salió, si mitad del mar y mitad del río.
That was Raza from the cumbia funk hip-hop crew Bomba Estéreo and their 2009 album Blow Up. I've heard rumors that Bomba Estéreo should have a new album in the near future. We'll definitely keep you guys posted on that one. This is the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. Today, I'm joined by Henry, who is a member of one of my favorite new Latin rock bands, or maybe just one of my favorite new rock bands, period. This is a group called La Vida Boheme, and they are from Caracas, Venezuela. Henry, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Josh. Hello.
I would say right now, here at the Latin Alternative Music Conference, your group is probably one of the most buzzed about groups playing this year. I know the New York Times writers seem to be very into your music. I think it's a group that musically people can relate to, even if they don't speak Spanish, even if they don't like speak the language. There's something in your sound that just inherently to me sounds like, all right, this is like a political rock band that has something to say. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about being, you know, a rock band in Venezuela today. For our listeners who aren't necessarily reading the newspapers every day, Venezuela is a country that's definitely turned to the left towards communism, not quite at Cuba levels yet, but Hugo Chavez has definitely made it a little harder, I think, for a lot of folks to live in a capitalist society. So I'd like to know a little bit more from an artist standpoint, what it's like living there and being a musician in Venezuela today.
First of all, I think like everything, it's quite hard to say like you're a political band or a social band, because what's not political, what's not social, everything affects
Britney
everything.
Britney Spears is not political.
Yeah, it is. She is in a sense. When she shaved her head. well, like in Venezuela right now, the political situation has been affecting the musicians since ever, since I have memory. Uh-huh. For example, we have no labels in Venezuela. That doesn't exist. There's no place for indie bands, you know, either you are a huge, huge act or a very tiny act. So for example, for us, it's very difficult to find a spot where to play to, you know, because there's no clubs, and there's no clubs because the government has the dollars regulated. Mm-hmm. And the market has an inflation that's overwhelming. So having a club, it's actually, you know, signing, you know, something to go bankrupt. So there's few places where you can go to have culture and see bands. Being in Venezuela as a band, you have to learn about everything. You have to learn about marketing. You have to learn about contracts. You have to learn about, you know, everything, because we have no infrastructure. We have no music business. The music business we have is made by the bands. So it's like music college. You know, every day. I don't know. And plus, radio, it's... I don't know where to begin to be honest. For example, the few radio stations that we have, there's like a lot of laws of the government. Remember that communism, because of the Gramsci theories, you know? Gramsci used to say the revolution ain't in the mass production systems, but in the culture. That's something that you can see in Stalin, for example, that he revolutionized the whole cinema industry. Well, the same's happening in Venezuela with the music, you know? They're only giving, you know, spots and sponsorships to bands that pledge to the government.
I see.
So, you, for example, us that... I wouldn't say... we do not agree with the government. Everyone knows that. But we do not agree also with the opposition of the country.
Okay.
So for us, it's a very tight spot, because we won't get sponsorships or places, you know, or venues from the government because... just because what we are saying.
Well, I want to go sort of to the politics in rock. I mean, probably part of the reason I like you guys so much, you know, I was a huge fan in my youth of British bands like Gang of Four and XTC,
yeah.
You know, watching you live last night, I was hearing a lot of that, those kind of like angular guitar riffs,
yeah.
And you know, it there was a sense of urgency in your music that it reminded me a bit of that. And it's like when I listen to Franz Ferdinand, they capture some of that vibe. There's nothing political, you know, they're talking about girls and stuff,
yeah.
Like that, but they're using a lot of those same riffs. When I was hearing your music, it just felt a lot truer, I think, to that aesthetic.
In our music, there's a sense of urgency because we don't have anything left but making music.
Uh-huh. Very cool. And one thing, you mentioned the Ramones, so I guess it's a natural segue to the song I want to play right now, Radio Capital, which has quite a few Gava Gava Haze. So let's talk about that song. I mean, I feel like there's some Ramones going on, there's some Clash feeling, you know, newer bands like The Rapture.
Yeah.
I feel like the generous use of cowbell. So I wanted you to talk a little bit about Radio Capital, and then we're going to go into the song.
I think we have a responsibility to let people know what we hear and where we come from. And every writer, it's not only writing from his pen, but from the pen of the people he has he's written. You know, when you read people like Tennessee Williams, when you read people like, you know, Steinbeck, you've seen Steinbeck, Dostoevsky, you see all the older guys, you know. Mm-hmm. For us, Radio Capital was that. We wanted people to see that, you know, the Ramones. We wanted to see the Clash. We wanted to see, you know, old Caracas radio stations. We wanted to see the Ramones. We wanted, you know, to translate that.
Well, cool. Without further ado, let's check out La Vida Boheme and the single Radio Capital. It's from their debut album, Nuestra.
Esta es nuestra fiesta, candado y crestas, nuestra fiesta.
We just heard Radio Capital from La Vida Boheme. I am joined by Henry. We're going to play another song in a moment. I want to talk about this track, which blew me away last night. It's the song El Sentimiento Ha Muerto.
Yes.
Or I guess The Feeling Has Died.
Yeah.
Would you translate it as?
Sentimiento Muerto was an 80s band in Venezuela. And, well, what happens? We were talking about being Venezuela, having very few opportunities, you basically having to do all the jobs by yourself, being only a musician. Well, what happened? How did it come to be like this? Venezuela right now, if you go to Caracas, it's like a falling empire. Sentimiento Muerto actually was like the highest point of the empire. It was not only music-wise. Sentimiento Muerto came to New York. They were really huge in Latin America, and they dissolved. In that time also, Venezuela was enjoying an economic prosperity, amazing economic prosperity. Everyone had caviar in their fridge. But this is amazing because while this was going on in just one sector of the population, the other sector was being, you know, cast away. And this set the ground, you know, rules for Chavez to step in later, you know, talking to these people and saying, look, you have been overlooked. I'm going to help you. We can see how that turned out. But in that time, you know, that's where the ground rules started. Sentimiento Muerto. Music-wise, it can be a metaphor for that for that political situation, because Sentimiento Muerto was the highest peak for Venezuelan pop music, and everyone thought that Sentimiento Muerto was going to be like the next Soda Stereo or something, and out of nowhere they dissolved. I don't want to say rock is dead. I want to say more like our rock as a Venezuelan is dead, and we're living out of it, you know, ashes out of crumbs. You know?
But you guys are doing a very good job resurrecting the Venezuelan rock legacy.
Now things, I must say, now in Venezuela, music is, you know, having, it's like being a newborn, man. A lot of things are happening right now. It's a very good time for Venezuela, for music. It's very funny because in contrast to the awful political situation we're living, we're having like a, you know, how do you say, a second wedding, like how do you say here?
A rebirth?
Yeah, a rebirth, you know, of the music scene in Venezuela right now.
Very cool. So my guest has been Henry from La Vida Boheme. Let's check out El Sentimiento Ha Muerto from their debut album, Nuestra.
Thank you.
That was El Sentimiento Ha Muerto, or The Feeling Has Died, from our guests La Vida Boheme, one of the brightest new lights in Latin alternative rock. I highly recommend checking out their debut album, Nuestra. And as long as we're on a Venezuelan tip, let's check out a nice slab of Latin funk from Los Amigos Invisibles. This is Mujer Policía, or Police Woman, off their 2000 album, Arepa 3000. Hi, I'm Henry from La Vida Boheme, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
Una vez más llega el Bingy Mai, cuarto poder en acción, esto es Venezuela Time. Wiki Connection, una vez más llega el Bingy Man, cuídate man, cuídate man.
Solo tú tienes la llave de tu corazón. oscuridad, caminarás por la mentira y llegarás a la verdad. Si no sabes lo que quieres, no lo busques. Si encontraste algo feo, no te asustes. La calle no es segura, ni siquiera para locura. Me parece una locura, oye, qué vida tan dura. Pero sin embargo, la cruz no cayó. Confío en mi santo, él es Guatacalo.
Solo de ti depende. Hay que recordar que nunca debes de caer.
Cuando escuches este track, ponga a repetir. Esta vibra es para persuadir, para intervenir, para que empieces a reír y tú pares de sufrir. Hay que omitir, resistir y seguir. Mientras vemos por debajo, trataremos de subir, de vivir, de sentir, de escribir. Aquí no se está jugando y el respeto hay que exigir.
Yo rap, si estás escondido, me encontraré. Y cuando lo haga, te aconsejaré. Y después que me oigas, yo te cantaré y te levantaré. Yo sé que lo haré. Deja que se imaginen, pero que no te vean. Mientras la gente en la calle de la canción es corea, para que culminen y terminen.
Up a string of Venezuelan rock and hip-hop tracks, we just heard Cuarto Poder, the leading rap group from Venezuela. Cuarto Poder blew me away at this year's Latin Alternative Music Conference. They have a sound that harkens back to hip-hop's golden age of the late 80s and early 90s, and put on one hell of a live show. The song we heard from Cuarto Poder was called Solo Tú Tienes La Llave, or Only You Have the Key, from their latest album, In the House. That followed Venezuelan funksters, Los Amigos Invisibles, and our special guests today, La Vida Bohème. You're listening to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best of Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. Now I've got a special treat for you fans of Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, Argentina's pioneering rock band. Fabulosos Cadillacs co-founder Señor Flavio is back with his second solo album. The record is called Nueva Ola, or New Wave, and we're really digging the first single, El Regalo, or The Gift.
Señor, por favor, puse frágil de parte de un admirador. pisando baldosa, la revoltosa y tan perdida. Me llaman calle, calle de noche, calle de día. Me llaman calle, hoy tan cansada, hoy tan vacía, como maquinita por la gran ciudad. Me llaman calle, me subo a tu coche, me llaman calle de malegría, calle dolida, calle cansada de tanto amar. Voy calle abajo, voy calle arriba, no me rebajo ni por la vida. Me llaman calle y ese es mi orgullo, yo sé que un día llegará. Yo sé que un día vendrá mi suerte, un día me vendrá a buscar. A la salida un hombre bueno, pa' toda la vida y sin pagar. Mi corazón no es de alquilar. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle. Calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, calle más calle. Me llaman calle, la sin futuro. Me llaman calle, la sin salida. Me llaman calle, calle más calle. La que mujeres de la vida suben pa' abajo, bajan pa' arriba, como maquinita por la gran ciudad. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle. Calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, calle más calle. Me llaman siempre y a cualquier hora. Me llaman guapa siempre a deshora. Me llaman puta también princesa. Me llaman calle es mi nobleza. Me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle perdida de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle. Calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar. Me llaman calle, me llaman calle, calle sufrida, calle tristeza de tanto amar.
We just heard Manu Chao with Me Llaman Calle from his 2007 Grammy-winning album La Radiolina. I've heard there may be a new Manu Chao studio album in the early part of the next year. We'll definitely keep you posted on that. And now we'll take a trip to Colombia. Love him or hate him, Juanes is a pop rock force to be reckoned with. I'll admit, I'm definitely a fan of the song Yerbatero from Juanes' latest album, Parse. It's got a very nice tropical rock sound with some very catchy vocals. Let's take a listen to Juanes and Yerbatero.
Traigo el remedio para ese mal de amor que le estremece. No se merece sufrir si su pareja le dejó. Tengo toda clase de brebajes, plantas medicinales. Las he traído desde muy lejanos bosques hasta aquí. Soy hierbatero, vengo a curar su mal de amores. Soy el que quita los dolores y habla con los animales. Dígame de qué sufre usted, que yo le tengo un brebaje que le devuelve el tono. Mal de amor, lleva varias noches sin dormir y sus días no van bien en el trabajo. Bajo
Anda moribundo, preocupado, cabizbajo, desenamorado. Le tengo la solución si le duele el corazón. No soy doctor, soy hierbatero. Vengo a curar su mal de amores. Soy el que quita los dolores y habla con los animales. Dígame de qué sufre usted, que yo le tengo.
It's the Latin Alternative, an hour of Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Déjame, no te preocupes por nada. Yo me quedo un rato callado en silencio. Intento olvidarlo y exploto por dentro. Y ahora no sé, tampoco tú. Los dos estamos abandonados, pensando el momento de irnos de aquí. Pero no es hoy, esto es para ti. Todas las cosas que tengo a mí piensas lo mismo, pero esto así se tiene que acabar.
That was Napoleon Solo, a bright light on the indie rock scene in Spain. I'm really enjoying that track called Tiene que Acabar, or It Has to Finish. Very melodic stuff. If you like what you've been hearing, please do join us on Facebook at The Latin Alternative, or follow us on Twitter at Latin Alt. Wrapping things up on the Latin Alternative, we're going out on a loungerific mellow tip with Plastilina Mosh. This is Beretta 89 from the group's sophomore album, Juan Manuel. I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT Amsterdam, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.